Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roybern, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, quick comment on precious metals. We are going to bounce around a little bit in this interview, but let's start off with precious metals and gold. Gold has bounced a little bit from a pretty bad week that it had last week, but now it's kind of right around that 1775 level, which is a fair bit lower than that 1900 that was encouraging where gold was hanging out there. Really seems to be this unwind of that inflation trade. Now, this could just be short-term moves, but either way, we are seeing the markets adjust for just how bullish inflation-wise they all got and drove up all these inflation sectors. Now we're seeing that rotation back into some of the tech and growth sectors. Jordan, what do you think about just how drastic that sell-off was last week, but also the fact that gold managed to put in a bottom, 1761 on the spot market, and has bounced a little bit, at least early on this week?
Well, gold is very oversold on a very, very short-term basis. There is good support at 1755. Last Friday, the breadth indicators for the miners and GDXJ, I mean, those were nearly, at least for the 20-day and 50-day readings, were close to extremely oversold. I mean, you could say they were very oversold. So, you know, I have been expecting a bit of a bounce or a bit of a pause. But bigger picture, I mean, if you just look at the bigger setup of gold, the bird's eye view, it remains in this cup and handle pattern. Cup was, as we talked about last week, 9 years. We're only 10 months into the cup. So what you're not going to, 10 months is not a sufficient handle on a 9 month cup and handle pattern. So it's going to take more time. We talked about that last week. So gold, for lack of an expression, I think it could be dead money for the majority of the rest of the year. However, you know, if we see it come down, retest its low around 1675, you know, maybe sentiment indicators get really extreme then, et cetera, et cetera. You get that kind of environment, that's an environment you want to buy. So I'm not saying it's going to go down for 4 or 5 months, but just that no breakout is coming, and, you know, maybe it'll make a more significant low over the coming months. So that's how I see it for gold. It's just it's not going to break out anytime soon. So this is just going to be a mess, I think, for the coming months.
So more of a range trade, is that what you're seeing? Maybe going down just below 1700, but then not being able to break, let's say, that 1920 level, which was a recent peak?
No, I don't see it breaking that level. I mean, I'll have to see how the monthly and quarterly charts end, but I mean, it's always discouraging when you see it the month start really well and the market's really strong, and then it just gets hit really hard before it closes, giving back a lot of those gains. And I mean, we have seen this at times when gold's in correction mode, where it rallies up and then it gives it back, you know, really quickly. So I mean, that's a sign of a larger correction. I don't see any real chance that it's going to break through 1900 anytime soon. I mean, that's very, at least on a monthly and I think weekly basis as well, actually quarterly now that I remember it. So 1900 on the weekly, monthly, and quarterly charts is a very, very significant level. I mean, when we break above that, that'll be a sign that gold is getting ready to, you know, have a major breakout. So we're not going to get close to that anytime this year, in my opinion.
Okay, well, but the downside, is it somewhat limited then, I guess? Are you looking at just below 1700 as strong support then? We're not going to go through another waterfall decline, kind of like we saw just last week, and go down into the low 1600s or even back to the 1500s?
I mean, it's possible. I don't know, to be honest, to be completely honest. I always say, you know, people like me, you know, the audience likes to hear from us as if we know what's going to happen. So I don't know, but I do know that 1675, that area is really strong support. And I think that area is going to be tested. And, you know, if that level gives way and some kind of waterfall decline, you could see 1600. However, if that happens, you could see the end of, you could see the end of this correction that began last August. So that's kind of the nuance here is we're getting deeper into this, handle pattern, which is a larger correction. But people, by the time people could get really discouraged, if we break those lows and go into the lower 1600s, that'll be the time that you actually want to get ready to buy. So that's the nuance there. But I don't think we can rule out a test of 1575 to 1600 yet. I would just guess that I do think 1675 is going to be tested, and that is pretty strong support. So we'll see how sentiment and technicals and all that looks if gold gets down and tests that level.
Okay. Jordan, what about silver? Because silver trading in a very different pattern than gold during that especially 8-month correction. And right now, silver seems to be pretty much in the middle still of its trading range. You can say the trading range down to about $21, up to about $30. Silver still sitting at about 26. Where are the levels we need to watch? What is your outlook for silver?
The levels we need to watch are 24 and 22. So 24 is initial support. 22, you have the 400-day moving average there. You also have, if you're just looking at historical price action, there's a lot of support around 21. So that's where 22 comes in. If you look at the bullish consolidations in the early 2000s, I think there were two or three of them, and they all tested the 400-day before they broke out. Some at the very beginning of their consolidation, some at the end. So it's very possible silver could test that, and that level is at 22 and rising. So I wouldn't rule that out. However, Corey, and this is important, so silver had this huge move up from 11 to 30. But going back down to 22, that's a 38% retracement. That's the minimum retracement. So silver could test 22, which sounds horrible to all the silver bulls. However, if we're stepping back and taking a bird's eye view, that is still a very bullish consolidation for silver because it's only retracing 38%, the minimum of that huge leg higher. It went from $11, $12 up to $30. So, and if gold goes below 1675 and we still see silver holding 22, which I think it would, that is still very, very encouraging in the very big picture. So, near term, medium term, yes, silver's failed to break out. Like gold, it's not going to break out this year, and there is technical damage in it. However, if it were to test, I'm pretty sure it's going to test 24. If it were to test 22 again, that's not the end of the world for silver. In the very big picture, it's actually still in a very bullish, larger consolidation if that happens.
Okay, so the takeaway is still longer term, still bullish on the precious metals, but it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of where they're going to go from here, it sounds like, to the end of the year. How much is the U.S. dollar playing into some of these, at least short-term, slightly more bearish outlooks, especially for gold? The U.S. dollar's gone through a nice run in June, but you know what? It's been very closely inversely correlated to the precious metals as the dollar was running up for the first about 3 months of this year and then corrected pretty quickly for the next two and now is starting to rebound. What's your outlook on the dollar and what is its current impact on precious metals?
Well, its current impact is because it's in rally mode. That's negative for the precious metals sector. Considering that the precious metals sector had basically been in a correction since last summer. So within that context, they're not like in breakout mode or they don't have strong momentum. So they are getting hit because of the stronger dollar. I think the dollar could potentially rally up to 94 or 95. There's a significant amount of technical resistance in that area. So keep an eye on those levels. But silver tends to be more correlated to the falling dollar than gold. I will mention this, Corey. Remember, gold peaked last August. The dollar kept going down after that. Remember 2019 where gold was actually going up with the dollar? So gold leads the dollar. That's how I look at it. So you know, the dollar has this very significant support at 88, 89. You know, if we're thinking into the future, the dollar's rallying, maybe it rolls over. If and when it breaks below that 88, 89 level, then you get a huge move higher in all commodities, you know, and we get a really strong bull market. Gold is going to lead all that, you know, because I hear people saying, oh, when the dollar breaks, gold's going to go up. Yes, I'd like to, I'd like to know when that's going to happen. I'd like to look at the leading indicators, but gold leads the dollar. Gold is the macro leading indicator in our world. I mean, gold will start to firm up at some point, you know, when the dollar is still rallying. And, you know, that could be a signal that, you know, the worst of the correction is probably over. So that's something to watch for, you know, in a couple months or later this year.
Okay. Final comments before I get you out of here, Jordan. We're going to switch over to uranium stocks. Look, there's no doubt that uranium stocks have done very well, really, over the last maybe year. It's been quite a while that uranium stocks have been running, and that's without the underlying uranium, at least spot price, really doing much on the charts, especially compared to just how much these uranium stocks have run. What are you seeing in the uranium stocks? Do you like the level that they're at? Do you think a sell-off is needed, or do you think another leg higher is possible?
I mean, I'm just seeing some froth in the charts, and I mean, I have a screen of about 12 uranium juniors, and some of them are starting to look really toppy. Now, I did say this a couple months ago, but I would just be cautious. I would be taking profits, definitely be trimming big winners because, you know, we've seen it in the silver stocks, the gold stocks, rare earth stocks, not quite yet in copper stocks. But I mean, if the dollar rally gains more traction, if you see the energy, I mean, the energy sector has held up well so far and uranium stocks tend to follow that. But I mean, if you get a correction in the stock market, you know, a 10 or 15% correction, which is definitely possible, you know, the dollar's rallying a bit more, I think you could see the uranium stocks get really hit. I mean, they made these huge, it was very similar to gold stocks and silver stocks as well. I mean, they made these huge moves in only like a 4 or 6 or 7 month period. We're talking about 3, 4, 5x. I mean, you could still be in a, those things can consolidate and correct massively for a year and you could still be in a bull market. But yeah, I just see risk there in the near term. I don't see how they're going to continue higher over the next couple months.
Okay. Well, Jordan, maybe we will explore that in a few weeks and see just how these stocks are moving. I do think that maybe the stocks have gotten a little ahead of themselves, but in all fairness, this run has been pretty long. And some of these levels that some of the uranium companies have held up, they've more or less consolidated some of these gains. So we'll see what a potential correction looks like in that sector. Jordan, thanks for taking time. We'll chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week.